Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today. We come to Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Jesus says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." I've always thought this verse should read differently. "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also," ought to read, "For where your heart is, there your treasure will be also." Because don't we always follow our heart? Well, Jesus knew exactly what the word placement should be. He well understood our hearts always follow our stuff. It's hard for us to get a good assessment of our hearts, isn't it? I've seen the most rational people rationalize the most ridiculous actions. And I've seen many spiritual people spiritualize the most earthly things. And I've seen godly people go down a God-forsaken path. The Old Testament prophet hit the nail on the head when he said, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" We need to evaluate the tangible things in our lives in order to determine where our heart is. So check your bank account. Where's your money going? That's where your heart is. Check your calendar. How do you spend your time? That's where your heart is. Check your entertainment. How do you amuse yourself? That's where your heart is. Check your internet history. That's where your heart is. Journal your thoughts. What are the recurring themes? Those echoes? That's where your heart is. Replay your conversations. How do you use words? That's what's in your heart. My treasure is the best tool to evaluate my heart. It's convicting, isn't it? Father, I want my heart to beat for you. Help me slow down long enough to assess where my heart is by evaluating where I put my money, my time, my energy. Where I'm off base, please give me the desire to repent and the courage to change. In Jesus' name, amen.